Good morning.
Good morning.
Been on the Lord yet one more time. Haven't failed yet.
Amen.
Look to Him. Bless. He's everything that I need.
Yes.
And the other good thing is that He knows what I need.
Yes.
And that means He also knows what I don't need.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for that this morning. Desire your prayers as we look into the Word of God this morning, the thought that the Lord has given. Desired it to be presented in the way that He would have it. He would, by the help of the Lord, use the words that He would have us to speak this morning to be able to convey the thought. Thought this morning is my way, but I want to start with something that we're going to finish with. So the text scripture this morning is found in the 14th chapter of John and the 6th verse. John 14, verse 6.
Jesus saith unto him,
I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
No man
cometh unto the Father
but by me.
So we'll come back to this. All right? So let's start with this thought of my way. You ever heard the expression, my way or the highway? What does that mean? That basically means that we're going to do this my way, and you're just going to have to deal with it, and it doesn't matter what you think about it, that this is just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really offer any opportunity for flexibility or anything like that.
Yeah.
Think about us as human beings, just in a natural sense. As we enter into the world, we want our way, don't we? Little babies, you know, they come into the world, they don't really know anything, but they want their way. And we think about how they express what they want by, until they're able to communicate, they might cry or whine or whatever it is. And you know what? We have, parents, we have a responsibility to train them up in the way that they should go. You know, recognize and help them to understand and to know that, you know, you might have a way that you want, but there's somebody else that's in charge. Mommy and daddy is in charge. Right? So we think about that, and as children grow, if they're allowed to just have their way, what happens? Right? You've seen maybe the children, maybe even toddlers. Maybe you've had the opportunity to be in the store and you've seen maybe a child have a temper tantrum where whatever the parent is there, whoever's there with them, maybe they're not allowing them something that they want and they just fall out on the ground. Maybe your child did that once. Probably just once. Because I'd imagine that you're never to serve the Lord that when that you took that child out of that store, maybe even in the car. Maybe you didn't even wait till you got home. Maybe in the car you got a hold to them. But, you know, and so we recognize that, you know, that's not a good situation, right?
Amen.
Someone that gets to have their way all the time, it just doesn't work out. And when you have a child that grows up like that and then they become an adult, does it get better?
No,
it doesn't get better. It gets even worse, doesn't it? So in thinking about this, we as parents, we play a role in this kind of behavior. And just to lay a foundation for this, this is Why do babies need parents? Because they need direction. They need guidance. They need to know the way to go because they don't know themselves.
That's right.
We enter into the world that way.
Yes.
Amen.
It's proven in the Word of God.
Amen.
Let's go to Job, the 14th chapter, and the first verse. It lets us know that it's something about us as humankind. We come into the world and we need help. What does it say in Job, the 14th chapter, and the first verse?
Man that is born of a woman.
Man that is born of a woman.
Is a few days.
And full of trouble. That's the only way you can be born.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I think this scripture covers all mankind.
Yes.
It covers all of us.
Yes.
And it lets us know the moment that we enter into the world, we're full of trouble.
Yes.
So if I come in thinking, this is what I want,
yes,
and I need to go this way, this is proof that we come into trouble. That's just the nature of being born into this world. That's the way it is. You know, when we made the point about just having when that type of my way is it when it's fostered, it just leads to a child, a teenager, an adult that's just spoiled. And they don't know how to act, right? And it doesn't turn out well. So think about this aspect. So they need help, right? So as parents, we play a role in the lives of children, right? And it's our role to nurture them and develop them and help them understand how to act, right? That's the role, and that's the responsibility that God has given us. It's not only our responsibility, it's a duty that we have.
Amen.
Because we come into the world and we're full of trouble. And we recognize that we need someone to help us along the way. Maybe somebody that's lived in the world a little while. Right? That's so important. When you have a children that grow up and don't have that structure, they suffer, don't they?
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. So there's a specific role in guiding and directing,
yeah,
as God would have us to do. You know, as godly parents, what do we endeavor to seek the Lord? Lord, give me wisdom. Give me understanding as we train. I think about a prayer that I've always prayed, maybe even before I had children. But Lord, help me to be the father that you want me to be. Help me to be able to guide and direct them in the way that you would have them to go. So we have a godly parents that seek God to endeavor by his grace to guide and direct them in the way that they should go. You know, children have personalities, don't they?
Yeah.
And maybe they want to go a certain way or do certain things, and it's our responsibility as parents to say, no, that's not the right way. That's not the right path. That's not the direction that you need to go in. And then what do? We correct them.
Yeah.
We get them back. No, this is the way that you need to go. There's a training and there's a teaching that takes place. And you know what? If you allow me this morning to make a parallel, what that does is when you think about how we go through life, and we'll talk about this, we need God to help us as adults, right? But as children, the parents play that role, right? So when you think about it, we play a role as parents to nature our children. We as parents have a relationship with God, and we endeavor to nurture and train our children until what? Until they establish their own relationship with God.
That's right.
Right? So there's a specific way that it works. So when we think about it like that, that's the importance of it. Until they get rooted and grounded in God, they're depending on those parents to help direct them in the way that they should go, to give them the instruction that they should have as they go day by day. We're instructed in God's Word. There's very familiar scriptures that we know about. One of them is in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, and it's the 6th verse. Maybe you can even quote it by heart. Proverbs 22:6. What does it say? Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart. You see, so you understand that if we're endeavoring to nurture and train them in a specific direction so that it's something that becomes a part of them.
Amen.
So that when they, as they grow, that is something that sticks with them.
Yeah.
That they don't forget about. It's why? Because they don't know the way to go. Right?
Amen.
That's why we have a responsibility. The writer says the bias of their corrupt hearts would draw them aside. So they need that direction. I want to go this way. No, that's not the way to go.
Right.
You need to turn course and come back and go this way. There's another verse that talks about, this is just, this backs up what we were mentioning earlier. This one's in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 4th verse. It lets us know, gives us some more instruction that we have and our responsibility to nurture and to train, to go, to help direct our children in the way that they should go and not their own way. It says in Ephesians 6:4, it says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord."
Yeah.
So that, again, I talked about that responsibility that we have to nourish them and discipline them in the instruction of God. So as we, as parents, having a relationship with God, we're endeavoring to cultivate that in our children.
Yes.
Right? So to help you recognizing, I can't go my way. I need help.
Yes.
So I get my help from God, and then I'll rely on God to help me direct them in the way that they should go.
Amen.
It's something that it comes, it's the same way that we learn about what things to put in our body, right? I mean, if you ask a child, you can have anything you want. I mean, I want a nice, balanced breakfast, right? No. Well, what do you want for lunch? They'll just say, I just want the chips. Right? No, I don't want the sandwich or the fruit. Just give me the chips and the cookies. Right? So the same, the nurturing that takes place in the instruction. But that's what I want. It's not okay. You don't understand. Right? You need direction. You need help to know this is why. Why can't I just eat chips and cookies? Because it's not good for you. And there'll be a point where it's going to have an effect on your body. When it comes around, a little sickness or something going around, you haven't been nurturing your body that in the way that you should, then you'll become susceptible. So that's the training and the instruction. So we do that naturally. We do the same thing spiritually. Right, you go. That's not the way you should go. Be careful. But that's the way I want to go. No. You need that direction. You need that instruction to know which way you ought to go. These things are that they, in order for these are principles and things that are taught, and they're from a young age, right? And then they just established as they grow older, and it becomes a part of them. Like I mentioned, until they can establish their own relationship with God. And you know, as parents, we do this according to God's Word. We seek God, and then God provides what we need, and then we give that out by the help and by the grace of God. So we recognize, we've laid a foundation here that we understand that children, they want to go their own way, but that's a bad idea, right? So how then does that become okay now that you're an adult? Now you're an adult. I want to go my way. Wait a second. It wasn't fine as a child, but now it's fine as an adult. I can do what I want to do, go where I want to do. You know what? This is just the attitude and the mentality of the world today. Yes. This is what I want to do, so I'm going to do it. Guess what? Just because you become an adult doesn't mean that you don't need help.
Amen.
I'm going to prove that to you this morning, too. So now the attitude in the world is, this is not acceptable for children, but it's okay as an adult. Not so. We are not equipped to navigate our own way. We need help. We need the mercy and the grace of God day by day. Oh, Jeremiah. These are, you know these scriptures. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter and the 23rd verse. What does it say there?
O Lord.
I know that the way of man is not in himself.
It is not in man.
It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. But this is what I want. It's not in you. If all of us do everything that it just doesn't work that way.
Amen.
We need guidance. We need direction. It's not in us to direct our own steps. We are not masters of our own way, the writer says, nor can we think that everything should be according to our mind. We must, therefore, refer ourselves to God and acquiesce to his will.
Amen.
So I recognize I have a direction I want to go, but Lord, is this the direction that you want me to go? Is the way that I'm going, is it beneficial for me? And remember, God is thinking about our soul, right? Is the way I'm going, is it going to have a detriment on my eternity-bound soul? Is it going to affect me negatively in some kind of a way? I need help from the Lord. So we said that this verse says, "Is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps."
Yes. That's true.
So then there's another verse that addresses it. Well, then, if I can't direct my own steps, then where do I go? Do I need to have a counselor that I go to? How am I going to know which way I ought to go?
Yeah.
Well, the word talks about that too. Yeah. We can go to Psalm, the 37th chapter, and the 23rd and the 24th verse. Psalm 37, 23 and 24.
The steps of a good man.
It says, the steps of a good man
are ordered by the Lord,
and he delighteth in his way.
Though he fall,
he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. There it is. The steps of a good man is order of the Lord. So I can say, Lord, is this the way I ought to go? And he can say, yes, child, you going in the right direction. Keep on going. But then he can say, stop. Halt. You're going down the wrong path. You're going down the wrong way. You're going in a direction that's going to lead you away from me. You need to reverse course and go back the other way.
Amen.
The steps of a good man is ordered of the Lord. But what if I make a misstep? What if I stumble? But see, when we're directed by God, when we're endeavoring to go His way,
yes.
He said, though he fall,
yes.
He won't utterly be cast down. For the Lord, what? He upholdeth him by his hand.
Yes.
See, when we have God walking with us in the way that he would want us to go,
yes.
When we misstep or we trip and stumble, he's right there to pick us up.
Yes.
See, when I'm going down my own way, how am I even going to know if I mess up or misstep or stumble? Because I'm doing what I want.
Amen.
See, I need somebody there to help me.
Yeah.
Help. You made a blunder here. Let me help you up and keep you going in the right way. This is the way the Amplified talks about that. It says, the steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way. So in other words, I want God's stamp of approval on the way that I'm going. I want his blessing on it. When I seek that, then he'll direct and he'll establish the way that I should go. And then he busies himself with his every step. So to have God with me every step of the way. So he's right there. If I get, you know, sometimes they have in with the athletes, they have lanes that they ought to run in, right?
Yeah.
And the point of the lanes is you're supposed to stay in the lane that you're in,
yeah.
And you can't go out. And anyway, if you step out of your lane and you go in the other runner's lane, then you're gonna be disqualified,
yeah.
Right? So God, when we have God with us every step of the way, and we're going his way in his direction,
yeah.
When he starts to see us, you know, that doesn't just happen. There's generally a drifting that takes place.
That's right.
When you're running along a lane, there's a drift. So, you know, when God is there, he can see us drifting down the way that we shouldn't go. He can just give us a little nudge, get us back in the direction he wants us to. And it says, though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord grasps his hand in support and upholds him. So I'm running along, and God, I got God with me every step of the way. So it's just like maybe you're holding a child's hand, and when you're holding the hand, maybe they misstep or they stumble, but the fact that you're holding on, you can keep them from falling.
Yeah.
Or if they do fall, you can pick them right back up. That's what God does.
Amen.
He grasps his hand in support and he upholds us. You know, as we read through God's word, there are so many different examples of different individuals that wanted to go, I'm going to go my way. I know this is the instruction. This is the way God wants me to go, but I have a different idea. I'm going to go this way and see how that works out. For the sake of time, we're not going to go to each of these individual examples, but we can recall them in our mind and recognize that in each of these different ones, they led to a destination that was not desired. And they led away from eternal life. And some incidents, some of these examples, they started in the right direction. But because there wasn't God, they didn't have God right there directing their steps, they stepped away. Think about, remember King Saul? He was anointed king, wasn't he? And there was a point in time when God was with him, wasn't he? directing it. This is the way I want you to go. And he was endeavoring to follow that path. But something happens. He started going his own way. And he started ignoring the little pricks and the nudges that God was trying to give him. And he started down a pathway. How did it end up for him? Not good, right?
Amen.
You know, there was opportunity, wasn't there? Yeah. There was opportunity for him. He was down that pathway.
Yes.
But look where he ended up. Remember King Solomon? He had a brought up, nurtured under David, his father. This is the way you ought to go. He was, this direction. Oh, but I have my own idea. See, I know he's been anointed king. But I have an idea, see, that can just take my kingdom and can expand it. I got some ideas. I can go this way. And it'll be even better. Don't do it. Don't do it. Ignore those little nudges. Then, you know, sometimes you get going down a way so far, you feel like it's hopeless now. And that's what the enemy would want. I've gone too far down my way now. I can't correct it and go back. You know, in each of these different ones, there was opportunity for King Saul. There was opportunity for Solomon as well. He could have came to a point where, you know what? I recognize this way that I'm going is not the right way. I'm going to reverse course and go back the way I was. Remember Ananias and Sapphira?
Yes.
They were given specific instructions. This is exactly what you need to go do. Oh, but I have enough. I'm going to go. I know that that's what we're supposed to do. But wouldn't it even be even better? I have these ideas that this will make it. We can just. No. What'd he say? And then they connive one with another. We'll agree to lie together. And then we'll be okay. You know, in this instance, there wasn't any hope, was there?
Right.
They got so far down the path that God said, you just gone too far now.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine being there at that time when they're standing before they were standing before who was it?
I just
Ananias and Sapphira. Was it Peter? I'm sorry. Excuse me. So they, you know, they're bringing it. What?
They just dropped dead, didn't they?
Yeah.
But this seemed like a good idea. This seemed like this way is the right way to go. I feel like there's some advantages going this way.
There's a way that seems right.
Yes.
In Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man.
But the end thereof.
But the end thereof.
Are the ways of death.
Are the ways of death.
You know, it seemed like it's the right way. It seemed like I'm going the right way. You know, you can maybe have direction somewhere, and maybe you have a general idea where you want to go, and maybe you're going in the right direction, but you can follow that. You could be going in the right direction, but it's not going to lead you to the destination that you want to get to.
That's right.
See, there's a way that seems right. You know, we endeavor by the great. There's a verse that talks about follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
See, so you can follow somebody else along the way as long as they're following Christ, right? But when you start to see a deviation, then you say, no, that's going the wrong way. Now I need to fix this. The seem right way. There's a lot of folks going the seem right. It seems like it's the right way. You're not going to get to where you want to get to following the seem right way. Let's go back to John, the 14th chapter and the 6th verse.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
No man
cometh unto the Father,
but by me. Jesus saith, I am the way.
Yes.
I'm the truth. And the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Yes.
So if you want to follow the way that leads to God the Father,
yes,
there's only one way to go.
Amen.
And it's not my way.
That's right.
Amen. It's not my. He said, I am the way,
yes,
the truth. So if you want to go somewhere else that doesn't lead to God, then go ahead and go my way.
Right.
I can go my way, but if I want to get to God, I got to go His way.
Right.
There's only one way that leads to the Father, that leads to eternal life.
Yes. Amen.
He said His way. His way leads to God the Father, and it's the only way that we're going to get to heaven.
Right.
He said, I am the way, I'm the truth. Absolute, nothing false, it's without error, it's not tainted by man's thoughts or ideas. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life.
Yeah.
You're talking about health and life now and eternal life.
Amen.
We got to go through Him.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can go. Maybe some of us in our life have had different times, maybe where we had it set in our minds that we're going to do something, and we start heading in that direction. And maybe God in His love,
yes,
God in His mercy,
yes,
He gave us a little prick, gave us a little nudge, and said, that's not the direction that you should go. And then it's up to us now to respond to it.
Yes.
I think about the time in my life where I was heading in a direction.
Oh.
And I'm so thankful for the mercy of God.
Thankfully,
I'm thankful,
yes,
for God saying, no, that's not the way you need to go. You need to get back on track and go my way.
Amen.
You know, isn't it wonderful that God is there in His love and in His mercy? You know, it starts... Yes. We heading in the way that He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. It starts with establishing that relationship with Him. Then it continues with a consistent, diligent seeking of Him,
yeah,
each and every day of our lives. And you know what else? It also, you have to come to a realization that God is smarter than me.
Yeah.
And He's smarter than you.
Amen.
He knows what He's doing. You know, but in the world that we live in today, there's so many influences, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, see, time, this is a different time now. See, things are different now than they used to be. You know, we can be affected by those kind of attitudes. Times have changed, you see. But there's something that's been consistent through all of it.
That's right.
Yes.
It
says in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and the 8th verse, it says, Jesus Christ, the same.
Amen.
The same.
Yes.
Always. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. Doesn't matter what changes in our world. It's still, he said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. You want to get to the Father, you got to come through me.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what everybody else is saying.
That's
right. I'm the same yesterday, yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Right? You know, sometimes you can maybe ponder and think about how maybe the world has changed just in your lifetime. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in the next 50 to 100 years? I don't even want to try to imagine what it's going to be like. But you know what's going to be the same? God.
Amen.
And you know what else is going to be the same? If I want to make it to heaven, if I want to get to God, I'm going to have to go through Jesus.
Amen.
That's not going to change. So you know what? Sometimes in school or maybe in studying, you can take like a pretest. Right? What's the purpose of a pretest? Right? It gets you ready. It also helps you to know, how am I doing? Am I going the right way? Am I doing this correctly? If you take the pretest and you failing, you might want to change some things.
Right.
Maybe adjust the way that you go. Maybe adjust your study habits, or maybe you weren't studying. You might have to put a little effort into it.
Right.
Same thing with quizzes, right? Quizzes are like before the test,
yeah.
Right? Generally, quizzes, they don't have as much weight as a test does. So if you took a quiz and you bombed it, it's like a wake-up call, right?
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to say, okay, I need to correct some things. I'm not, the way that I've been doing is not working. I need to make some adjustments now so that I can get right back. So which way are you going this morning? Are you going your own way? Am I going my way? Or am I going a different way? His way. His way. You know, the wonderful thing about God is as we go through life, that's the reason why, you know, he loves and he cares for us so much. He loves you more than you love yourself. So just sit down sometimes and think about that. I mean, most people love themselves pretty good. Take care of yourself pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine that somebody loves you more than you love yourself. So in his love and in his mercy, if I'm going my way, I have an opportunity when he gives me a little nudge that I can fix it and say,
yes,
you know what, I'm going to change and I'm going to go his way.
Yes.
That's the wonderful thing, isn't it? So what's, this morning, if you're going his way, you can be assured, it's been assured and confirmed by the word of God that you are heading in the right direction.
Amen.
And my encouragement to you this morning is keep on going.
Amen.
Keep on going by the help and by the grace of God, and God will be with you every step of the way.
Yes.
But you know, there's also an opportunity. If you find that maybe you've been going down your own way, or somebody else's way, or a different way, anything that's not his way is not going to get you to God the Father. It's not going to get you to eternal life. So you have an opportunity this morning to say, all right, I need to make some changes. I need to reverse course now and head His way. It's my desire by the help and by the grace of God to always be found going His way. Because
yes.
No, when we're going His way, we got Him there with us every step of the way. And He's holding our hand. And He'll bring us along. And if we begin to stumble or fall, He's right there to hold us up and lift us up. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. My encouragement to you this morning is to go His way.
Yes.